we've gotten a lot of reactions from you about our conversation yesterday on overhauling Social Security. Here's just one post to our website. After nearly 3 years of Obama's seductive platitudes and false promises, it is a bit shocking but refreshing for a major candidate like Rick Perry to tell the truth about a sacred cow in our culture. These entitlements require reform in the 21st century, and Perry is correct to make it an issue. You can give us your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE.
This is Takiya from West Roxbury, and I'm really concerned that Social Security will not be around in 25 years. I'll be 51 and a few years away from retirement. I'd really rather see the program revitalized, or I'd rather get my money and put it somewhere where I can watch it and grow myself.
My name is David. I'm in New Jersey. I never thought I would need Social Security up until about 6 years ago when I had a stroke. And now Social Security is my only sense of it, my only source of income. So for the younger people who are thinking their money's not going anywhere, it really is going somewhere. Of course, I'm not happy with how much I get, but I'd rather have that than nothing.
Lots of great reactions to this conversation about Social Security from listeners like you. Are you expecting to see your money? Are you already drawing on it? Do you have any idea on how to overhaul the system? Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE. You can also post to thetakeaway.org.
This is Nathaniel from Somerville, Massachusetts. I think we should make Social Security solvent in the long run by making rich people have the contribution go for their entire income, not just the first $96,000, and to stop paying benefits to people that are so rich that they don't need the money.